A mystery. That's how a spokesman for the North Korean government describes the death of 22-year-old American student Otto Warmbier. Warmbier was on a tour of North Korea when he was arrested for allegedly stealing an item of propaganda. That was in January of 2016. Last week, North Korea released him, but he arrived home in a coma, and on Monday, Warmbier died. Many suspect Warmbier was mistreated during his captivity, but today North Korean authorities denied that. Isaac Stonefish has been writing about this for Politico, and he's learned new details on the tour group that Warmbier was a part of.
Young Pioneer Tours, which took Otto to North Korea, promises fun, thrill-seeking, and adventure at great price. But unfortunately, according to several of the people I spoke with who were on the tour with Otto, there was not the right culture of responsibility that you really need when you take people into North Korea. Two people described a culture of recklessness and intoxication that one of them even alleged might have paved the groundwork for what happened to Otto.
So you mentioned there seemed to be a certain recklessness. What are the examples in terms of how this tour where the Otto was on was run?
So people described just an absurd amount of drinking. Drinking is very socially acceptable in North Korea, but a couple of people expressed concern that their guide seemed too drunk to really make good decisions, to have good judgment. One example that someone told me, and which the person wrote a TripAdvisor review of, concerns taking the train back from Pyongyang to Beijing at the end of the trip. What happened on this train ride was that the Canadian friend of one of the tour guides hid the passport of one tourist who was from Hong Kong. And the wife of this tourist was understandably very upset by this, because the North Korean guards were interrogating her husband because he didn't seem to have a passport. And she was crying, and the guide was mocking her, and eventually they gave her husband back the passport. But as you can understand, this was a very upsetting experience for her.
So what else happened that made this kind of an uncharacteristic Young Pioneers tour?
The other thing that happened was a British member of the tour on New Year's disappeared for roughly several hours.
So they were in Pyongyang. It's New Year's Eve, and this guy disappears.
Pyongyang. They were carousing in Kim Il-sung Square, which is a major public square in the center of the city. And he wanders off with another American, and the American joins him. It's a really festive occasion. A lot of North Koreans are following them. He described it as, he was like the Pied Piper. And then the American turns back, and the British guy keeps going into the darkness. Now, this may seem like a very insignificant anecdote. It's someone gets separated from a tour group. Big deal. Things are very different in North Korea. That is not allowed to happen in Pyongyang. And the guides, the North Korean guides, were very upset by this. He wandered off for, you know, again, it seemed like a couple of hours. I'm not sure the exact amount of time. And then made his way back to the hotel.
Has the tour company, the Young Pioneers Tour Company, responded to these criticisms?
They haven't. I emailed them several times and offered them the chance to do so, and they said they were going to respond and didn't. I did speak to one person who went on the tour with Otto and then later became a guide at Young Pioneers, and he spoke of having a very positive experience.
Have you ever visited North Korea?
I have. I visited twice, and they were sort of a different era in North Korea because it was before Kim Jong-un, the current leader, took power in December 2011 following the death of his father, Kim Jong-il.
Was it on a Young Pioneers tour?
It was not, no.
Would you go back to North Korea?
If I had not taken this career path and was a average, cautious, adventurous American, then I would say it is a very good idea to go to North Korea. You have to keep your wits about you. You have to follow North Korean rules. But I don't believe traveling to North Korea is more dangerous than traveling to a lot of other places around the world than Americans go to.
Isaac Stonefish is a journalist. He's also a senior fellow at the Asia Society. He's written about the North Korean Young Pioneers Tour for Politico. Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you.